Well, it's a Friday morning, so you know it's going to be a busy one here at the Mighty 690 KGJF. It is 10 minutes after 8 a.m., 69 degrees here at the Mighty 690. And joining us for his Friday morning visit is Charles Skank, Skank Insurance, LLC. Always glad to see you on Friday because I know that means the end of the week approaches.
Good to see you, Bill.
What you got for a verse of the day for us?
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Now God has us where he wants us, with all the time in this world and the next, to shower grace and kindness upon us in Christ Jesus. Saving is all his idea and all his work, and all we do is trust him enough to let him do it. It's God's gift from the start to finish. Ephesians 2, Ephesians 2, verse 7. So okay. I apologize for that.
No problem. I'll take your word for it. Sounded familiar anyway. We were talking about insurance recently and the importance of health insurance. And I guess from my standpoint, it doesn't really matter if your insurance is good if the the price for medications is through the roof. And there are so many medications that you cannot get a generic for. New developments in like diabetes medication and everything. What advice do you have for somebody on how to better get a grasp on the rising prices of these high medications?
Yeah, a lot of people can almost feel like you're held hostage to mm-hmm. these medication prices. And with rising prices like they are everywhere, fuel, everything's going up. We found that any place that a person can save, the better off they can be. And so one of the places that we've found where people can save if they're taking especially expensive brand name medications, whether it's inhalers like Anoro or Breo, or it's diabetic meds like Janumet or there's another, Januvia,
right?
Victoza.
Seems like there's a brand new medicine every day.
I know. But these high-priced meds have really made a difference in people's lives. And there's a reason that they're expensive is because they're so effective. Mm-hmm. People say, I love this medication. It treats me like nothing else. But when they go to pay for it, that's a different story. Yeah. Another medication that's expensive is Eliquis. Mm-hmm. Eliquis is hundreds of dollars a month. All of these run into the hundreds of dollars a month.
And who can afford that?
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But as the old Jack Benny program, it's your money or your life.
Yeah. Right? I'm thinking,
right. Your money or your life. And so what I want to let people know is, and some people might be thinking, well, maybe there's help for people out there that have a low income, but my income's too high and there's no hope for me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a whole range of solutions or possible ways to save money. And we do have those that are income dependent, called a low income subsidy, that can greatly reduce your medication cost. We also have other programs that are not dependent upon your income that can save hundreds and hundreds of dollars, even run into the thousands on a yearly basis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's completely legal. It's completely above board. Many, many people use it. Our clients use it and are very thankful to have a break from seeing that really high sticker shock price when they go to the pharmacy. And so I just want our listeners to be aware that you've got options.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than quit taking that medicine that's making such a big difference in your life, call us and we can introduce you to the programs that can help you make a difference in what you're paying at the pharmacy.
Something else a lot of folks do, and it's sad to share this, but faced with the high cost of their medications, either they'll quit outright like you just said, or they'll reduce the dosage, and that's not helping you any. Your doctor prescribed that medication with your condition in mind, and he didn't prescribe you too much medication, or he or she, just being equitable here, but you were prescribed a certain amount of medication that you need to take, and if cost has become such a concern that you're cutting your own dosage in half, really you're harming yourself. So, again, best advice is to contact a professional like Charles Skank at Skank Insurance LLC to see what sort of things they have to help you work through these difficulties.
That's right. And some people think, well, there's just nothing that can be done. Mm-hmm. I either have to pay it or not.
Right.
That's not...
Hamburger helper this month.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. People have been really surprised when they've seen, oh, wow, mm-hmm. I can get it for that much less. And it's not dependent on buying my income, not dependent on some program or something that they really don't qualify for. There are true cost-saving options out there.
How does what you're talking about compare with these apps you see, like GoodRx or...
Yeah, those sometimes can cause an amount of savings, but they don't have a big punch like the tools that we have. They do make a difference. I'm not saying don't use them,
right?
But what we're talking about has a lot bigger impact than those do.
Okay, well, good advice, and we'll see what else you got in your bag of tricks as we continue here on a Friday morning at the Mighty 690 KGGF. Charles Skank, Skank Insurance, LLC. 18 minutes after 8 o'clock, Friday morning. And we've got Charles Skank in here with us. You were giving me a hand signal there a little while ago, but I was getting us back into the segment, so I didn't quite catch what you said.
No, you're fine, Bill. So I just wanted to let everybody know that...
I try to be prepared, you know. I want to know what you're going to throw at me, so I'm ready for it, but...
I know that you guys have an auction going on.
Oh, yeah. Have you heard that, huh?
I did. Oh, you got the somehow. Big, yeah, some little birdie told me.
Yeah, every now and then we might mention it in passing.
Sure, you know, sure.
The 7th annual KGGF, KQQF, KUSN auction. Doors open at 8 for browsing. Auctioning starts at 9, but don't finish your day there. There's other things you can do once you've got all these great bargains at the auction. You had some ideas.
That's right. So tomorrow at ICC West, right there in Independence, it's actually right beside our office, mm-hmm. they're having an event called BizCon, and there's going to be a bunch of businesses there, a bunch of booths, displays, and stuff. And after you've gone to the auction, I'd encourage you just to come over and browse. We have drawings for prizes, and the agents will be there, and we will love to introduce mm-hmm. ourselves to you and talk to you. And so that's going on tomorrow from 9 to 4.
And come with your questions, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No problem. No charge, for sure. Mm-hmm. Also, June 14th and 16th.
Right. That's coming up next week.
Yeah. Tuesday mm-hmm. and Thursday. Medicare 101 at Dickey's Barbecue at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Mm-hmm.
So you can go for lunch and dinner.
That's right. That's right. Seating is limited. It is filling up. And you are invited, our listeners are invited, to come enjoy a meal on us mm-hmm. and learn about Medicare. And so...
So much to learn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're afraid it's going to be boring, just enjoy the meal. Mm-hmm. And usually people say, well, that was informative or helpful or beneficial.
It's like education, but with barbecue sauce.
That's right. Makes everything better.
Yeah, it really does, you know.
So that's 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. And the number to call to reserve is 620-331-8800. Call in, and we'll put you on the list as long as we still have openings. Mm-hmm. And bring a friend, bring your spouse. Bring a child.
If you don't have any friends, you have time to go make some now.
Yeah, go make some mm-hmm. friends, mm-hmm. right?
And that'll be Tuesday and Thursday next week.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. And so that's a good time. If we were talking earlier about medications, high-priced medications, if you have any of those and have questions about how you can maybe save some money, come to those events. And we can talk more in person about your situation mm-hmm. and how to improve that.
You know, personal story. It was high-priced medication that maybe caused a brief delay in my getting a diagnosis for Parkinson's disease back in 2000. At the time, the standard of care was something called Sinemet. Okay. It's levodopa, carbidopa. It kind of replaces the lack of dopamine in the brain, which causes the Parkinson's symptoms. The HMO doctor closed the door so he wouldn't be overheard and told me, I think you have Parkinson's disease, but I am not going to pull the trigger on that diagnosis because it's a very expensive diagnosis, and I don't want that on my tally sheet at the end of the year. So instead, I'm sending you to this specialty Parkinson clinic in Miami. I was in Southwest Florida at the time. And let them pull the trigger. We'll just call it extrapyramidal syndrome for our purposes. Yeah, but back then, some medications that are now in generic form, like Stalevo, like Mirapex and Requip and others that were just very, very, very expensive. Thank goodness for good insurance.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. So
that's interesting.
Yeah, definitely give Charles a call. What's your phone number, by the way?
620-331-8800. Mm-hmm. We also have our newsletter.
Oh, right.
That is going out. And we welcome all of our listeners to subscribe to that. It's a weekly newsletter that has the podcast or the radio episodes with you and I on it and some other tidbits. So to get that, just text your email address and your name to 620-331-8800. It's a Friday newsletter, and we will get that out to our listeners.
Come for the podcast, stay for the tidbits. Anything else you want to touch on before we wrap things up here?
Bill, I hope you have a great weekend.
It's going to be good. Yeah, we got the auction, like I said, tomorrow, and it's going to be lots of fun. It's like I'm told it's only I've been here 2 months as of tomorrow, but I'm told it's one of the most highly anticipated events of the year. So I'm looking forward to being a part of that. And then I have a big project for the weekend. I'm going to install a rear end in a recliner.
Oh, nice.
And just leave it there all week.
Well, we can be found at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, or right here in Coffeyville at 802 West 8th. Mm-hmm. 802 West 8th. Our phone number there is 620-236-6930.
You can't see because it's radio, but Charles has got a fresh haircut and got it just in time because it's going to be hot as all get out this next coming week.
That's right.
Well, try to stay cool, my friend, and we'll get together Monday morning.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great day.
Right here at the Mighty 690 KGGF.